Water filled her throat and nostrils. She was going to drown. If she wasn't so busy fighting for her next breath, she would have laughed at the irony. Less than 24 hours ago, she didn't think that things could get worse. Yesterday, she had two choices. Agree to a third escort, a prominent senator who wanted to screw her brains out, or become a crack whore. Neither decision had seemed appealing at the time. Go figure. At least she'd had a choice in the matter, though. Right now, her only option was to run. Run, run, run. Make that drown. Her only consolation was that she was moving fast downstream. The current that threatened to take her life was also saving it. Another hilarious irony. The relentless current was taking her farther and farther away from the dragon shifters. Those huge SOBs who were intent on raping her. Candy managed to break to the surface. She gulped in air. She had given up trying to swim to the edge. It was no use. The current was just too strong. She felt like a leaf in a shitstorm. Her dress was thin. It didn't weigh her down, but it was up around her arms and her hair was in her face. She was too busy trying to gulp down her next breath to care. Those monsters who were after them had to have been almost 7 feet tall. Their chests were bare and roped with layer upon layer of muscles. She prayed that the other four women were okay. All of them had been abducted by dragons for a barbaric pastime. Fun for the dragon men. Terrifying for the women. The hunt. Panic welled up in her and she kicked harder, even though there was a small part of her that told her it might be better to give up. To stop trying to survive. To let the river take her. It would be better than what those assholes would do if they got their hands on her. No! She sobbed as she broke to the surface, quickly sucking in a ragged breath. Water churned around her. Candy was so cold she could barely feel her limbs. She was a fighter, a survivor. There was no way she was giving up now. No way in hell. Despite the freezing cold and her quivering muscles, she continued to kick, continued to fight for that next breath and then the next. Whether she had been in the water for minutes, for an hour or more was hard to tell. Candy slammed into something with her shoulder. Pain blossomed, shooting down her arm. The current pulled at her legs, pulling her under even though the solid object was in front of her. It must have been on instinct that her arms wrapped around whatever the big, solid thing was. By some miracle, she managed to pull herself up so that her head came out of the water. Candy filled her lungs, then coughed and spluttered for about a half a minute before she was able to get enough oxygen into her air-starved body that she could think clearly. Had to get out. Had to. She was going to die otherwise. It was a massive tree that must have fallen into the water. Half of its bulk lay in the water and the other half straddled the shore. Candy had her arms wrapped around the trunk. There was no way she could pull herself out like this. She was afraid to let go with the bottom hand because the river might pull her under if she did. She couldn't stay in the water like this indefinitely, though. The warmth inside her was slowly being sapped from her body. Her teeth were clattering so hard that she thought they might crack at any moment. She was panting hard. Gripping as tightly as she could with the hand on the top of the trunk, she released the hand on the bottom. For a second, she thought she was a goner. The currents were terrifyingly powerful. The river was strong and deep. If it took her again, she probably wouldn't survive. If she didn't get out soon, though, Candy slapped her other hand on top of the trunk. Using all of her waning strength, she pulled with all her might. It felt like she weighed a freaking ton. Like her legs had been carved from lead. She somehow managed to get a knee onto the trunk. For a moment, it felt like she was going to be sucked back. Her arms shook. Her whole damned body shook. With a mighty pull, she got her belly onto the rough tree trunk. Candy cried out as she pulled herself further out of the water. Unfortunately, that's where her energy reserves dried up. Then again, she could count herself lucky. She was out of the water. Mostly out of the water. Her feet still dangled in the cold on either side.